By the time her parents arrived back home, Penny had grown snappish and impatient. "Huh? Danny, why wouldn't you message me of your arrival?" Penny's father, George, said as soon as he saw Daniel lounging about in the living room. It had been a long, boring day, and Penny was ready for bed. Penny laid her head on the pillow and began to drift off into the world of her dreams, where penguins had fur instead of feathers, when she heard the clatter of dishes. Penny rushed downstairs to find her brother scavenging through the cupboards. Daniel saw her and stared at her, pink flushing into his cheeks. Penny noticed a stack of snacks in